Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Here we are again with a team that's 2-6 before Halloween. And every year for the last 9 seasons, outside of the one where they went to the postseason, the Giants have had fewer wins through the first 8 games. And it's just unacceptable. Now, you could go over the reasons why that may be the case, but this was not supposed to be this case this year. You can nitpick, and we'll get to the specifics of the game, whether it's the referees, obviously the horrific injury to Scadaboo. It's just like, I mean, come on, man. Mercy, you waved the white flag. But this is year 4 of a new regime, and yet it's the same old thing. The last 3 seasons under Brian Daboll, outside of his first year where they went to the postseason, 2-6 through 8 games.
You know, I mean, you're right. It is the same stuff. But is it? I'm going to throw a question at the end of that. You got your quarterback, so that makes me feel good. But you think about all the momentum that was generated here, some of the conversations. And by the way, Sal, I don't think that any of the conversations that we or the station or the callers, not everybody, but that most of us were leaning into without going nuts were really erroneous takes. Like the Giants had forced their way into... The Giants earned a little respect early this year.
Right.
And, you know, and it had been so long since they generated that type of respect, or where it didn't feel flimsy, where maybe they win a game or two, but it's against a bad team. They beat 2 really good teams early. They looked a little different. They had a little bit of a different energy. And here we are. You know, in a lot of ways, certainly the momentum is gone. The good feeling is gone. You talked about the 2-game stretch, and of course, they've lost both of these games since. So it's pretty much a wrap on the season.
It was expected. Like, nobody's saying, you know, most people expected them to get beat by Denver. Now, the way that it happened, inexcusable. And that's, to me, the bigger point. Like, we could talk about the new feel. Right now it's different. They have the quarterback, but it's the same record. And
yeah,
the record shouldn't be 2-6. They should have beaten the Cowboys, and they should have beaten the Broncos. That's a whole different story. So why are we now in year 4 with the same head coach, with a new quarterback, with a different hope, with players on defense that are supposed to be winning now, and the record's the same? Like, it can't happen. So the idea, and I know we got 9 games to go, and we'll evaluate Daboll and Dart.
That's going to be every down, I mean, that's the story. That's where we're at.
But for me, the evaluation, like, we're seeing it. We've seen it. The Giants should be better than 2-6. However you want to slice it, they should be better than 2-6 through the first 8 games. I'm not just saying yesterday. Like, the Eagles are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to sweep. We know that. The game got away from them for many different reasons. The week before, they should have won. The Cowboys game, they should have won. Slip up to the Saints. Like, all those things add up to a subpar record. Why would you believe, if you're a Giants fan, that things are going to change the final 9 games or even beyond this year into next year?
Well, the only reason is because, again, you have the quarterback. And to what extent, we don't fully know, but there is no doubt that Jackson Dart's got some special quality. So that's one reason. And that's the main reason to be fired up. I mean, we'll get to the Jets later, but the constant pursuit of a quarterback is exhausting. I mean, so really, you look at that, the certainly the talent, I love this press conference. Hey, I'm not used to losing. And it wasn't like in an arrogant, cocky way. It was very matter of fact. I'm not used to this, and I hate losing. So to me, at least that bright light leading the franchise moving forward, like to me, I think Jackson Dart is real. And I think that you do as well. I think most people look at Jackson Dart and say he's the real deal, or at least has a chance to be the real deal. The problem is a lot of the other stuff. Like, the defensive coordinator is an absolute joke. He's terrible. We've talked about Dable a lot, and that's going to be the greater conversation moving forward. But he doesn't strike me as the right guy. And the other thing, too, is now you get to Shane, and, you know, I was looking at some of the – and I very rarely do this. I'll do this more in the NBA and even with baseball to see what the Yanks and the Mets might do in the hot stove. So I very rarely look at the Jets and the Giants finances, but I did that today. Because I wanted to see if I could connect some dots, and what a stunner. I did. So you look at the Giants payroll, which is top 10 in football. All right, it's pretty high. And a lot of the allocation in terms of the bigger contracts are at defensive players. Well, then, and again, this is a micro thing within the game, but it's actually not. It becomes macro as you size out what the Giants are going to be moving forward. When you've got four, five, six guys, and Burns has been a rock star, so he's exonerated clearly. When you got four, five, six guys, as they do, go check the finances, making the money that they do, you got to stop the run. I mean, there are a lot of different directions to go to. The main direction is, they're not good enough. But I think the bigger outlying picture here is that Shane hasn't done a good enough job. Dable hasn't done a good enough job. The high-priced stars, quote-unquote, Lawrence, hasn't done a good enough job. So I think when you put that all in the pot, Sal, and you turn up the flame and you boil it up, what do you have? You got bleep stew. That's what you got.
Yeah, but you again have a team that's, and this time underachieving. You again have a team with a horrific record ahead of Halloween at 2-6. Like, that can't happen. So all the excitement for the reasons that you mentioned with Jackson Dart, or all the talk about their defense and all that stuff, again, it's the same record. Like, that's the one constant. So, and I'm not trying to make Dable the singular reason for their failures, because I don't think that he is, but you would think that their record would improve here with a couple of wins along the way. And you look at some of the ways that they've lost these football games. And again, yesterday it got away from many different reasons. You could talk about the bad officiating, whatever it may be. And they just didn't have enough. You know, Scataboo goes down. That's a horrible, crippling injury.
Awful.
Going to suck the life out of the team. God. They're without Neighbors. Okay, but those are, to me, excuses. The Jets won without Garrett Wilson yesterday. Like, the Giants,
and their number two receiver, Josh Reynolds. Not that he's good, but they were down on the depth chart.
Injuries happen in the NFL. It's all the time. So I'm not looking at that as an excuse. That, to me, is not the reason why the Giants are 2-6. But yet again, with the quarterback, they found the answer. Everybody believes they found the answer at quarterback with Jackson Dart. Then why is their record the same that it's been for the last 9 seasons outside of the 1 year, which proved to be the aberration with Daniel Jones? And by the way, Daniel Jones is also another, to me, major indictment. Like, you could reference Shane, you could reference the Bowen, you could reference Dable, all of it together, BT. This is year four.
Yeah.
Like,
but think about how, I'm with you. I mean, listen, you guys know where I stand on Dable and this regime, but think about if they were, let's say they never were able to draft Jackson Dart. Mm-hmm. And they're rolling out, you know, Russ the first couple of games. All right, he stinks. Let's put in Jameis Winston. All right, maybe give DeVito a look. Like, that is the difference for me. And that doesn't change the fact that they've got one more win than the Jets. Think about the energy that we've expended on the Giants. A lot of it's been positive.
That's the point.
Because they've earned it. And when somebody does something that is a surprise, or, you know, kind of gives us a conviction that they're moving in the right direction, trust me, no matter what many of you think, we want these teams to do well. It's better shows. It's better money. It's just better stuff. It's good. Trust me, it's good for business. But I think when you strip away all the positivity that we've talked about and you get down to the bare bones facts, the Titans have one win, the Jets have one win, the Saints have one win, and the Giants have two.
Yeah.
So, well, you know.
You say they've earned the positivity, but did they?
Yes, I mean, only because because they beat two really good teams.
But in those three games, and by the way, I was on board with it, and I still believe that they could finish up and win some of these games here, but I actually need to see it. We can't just say, well, everything's good and the Giants have turned it around. They won two out of three. In those three games, they lost to the Saints. Like, the Saints have one win. It was against the Giants. The Giants are still, all those different things that we've talked about, all that reason for hope, they are still one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, and they really are.
But it doesn't feel like that. And why is that the case? It shouldn't be. They shouldn't be that bad. When you find the quarterback, you shouldn't be one of the worst teams in the like Cam Ward stinks. I watch a lot of
the Oh my god, dude.
He's horrible throwing the football. Now, he's a rookie, whatever. It's been eight games. He stinks. He can't throw the football with any accuracy.
He's
yelling
bad.
At his head coach. Like, it's ridiculous what's gone on there. So Jackson Dart, yes, there's reason to be excited and hopeful about him. But this continues to happen to the Giants, and they continue to lose games. Even just a win last week against Denver, we wouldn't make this the end of the world losing to the Eagles the way that they did for whatever reason. How much they got their rear ends kicked, couldn't stop the run, bad officiating, all that stuff. Had they just won a game that they're supposed to win because they had the huge lead in the fourth quarter, different story. If they didn't, you know, turn the ball over five times in New Orleans, different story. If they didn't cough one up against the crappy Cowboys and that crap defense, different story. But it all adds up to the one thing to me that's been consistent since Dable has been here. And Shane, losing. 2-6 in the first eight games is a horrible record. Three straight years that's been the case.
I know nobody wants to hear this, but I do think that sometimes we gloss over when things are so bad, all right? I think we gloss over how hard it is to get back on track. I mean, think about all the years where the Knicks just buried themselves with draft picks and coaches and GMs. And, you know, it took one astute hire and you know, a couple of additions. And even though they lost, that you know, you can't lose to the Heat. I don't want to see that. But we all know the Knicks are really good. I still think, and this does not give Dable a lifetime pass, you know where I stand again, but think about the indiscretions of Reese into Gettleman, the horrendous draft picks, just cycling through coaches. I don't know. I mean, if it was, I'd feel a lot better about this if it was year two or three for Dable. I am with you in totality. But again, if the Giants would have lost by 3 points yesterday, right, and they didn't give up almost 300 yards, but they still lost.
Right.
Are we feeling the same way? And if we, and we might be, but I'm asking that because if we aren't, well, again, no neighbors, you know, scatterboo out. Like, I don't know what the hell we expected yesterday.
I know, but we didn't expect, well, I didn't expect that they were going to go in there and win the game.
Me neither. I thought they'd lose. I said 30-20.
Yeah, but they got their rear ends kicked. And again, the calls were horrible. The officials were bad. Okay, whatever. But the Giants got their rear ends kicked. Here's the thing. It's not just yesterday. It's a culmination of things. So when you give up games that you had won on the road in Dallas or on the road in Denver, that to me accentuates a big problem with yesterday's game. They had to win that to make up for the week before. Brian Dable has not proved that he knows how to win football games as a head coach. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. He's proven he doesn't know how to maximize Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. That's a fact. And he's proven he does not know how to win football games here outside of his first year, which they did it well, but they did it with limitations as well. I'm not going to take it away from him, but you needed to build off of that. 2-6 in each of the last 3 years? Enough of the excuses.
I don't really think people are making excuses. I think everybody's saying fire Dable.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think it got overlooked because of Dart. And by the way, he's going to have nine games to go, so there's no need to say fire him now. I'm just saying that their record should be better than 2-6. Whereas the last couple of years, you could be like, wow, what'd you expect? They were a horrible team. They should definitively be better than 2-6. When you find the quarterback, that should be the answer. And yet for them, it's still a problem at 2-6.
So whether it's Vrabel's doing a good job with the Pats, I mean, I don't mean a Hall of Fame coach. Give me a good coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from the Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Coach, that's done. I'm going to stick with Vrabel. I said Vrabel. Yeah. Good with Tennessee. Here come the Pats, right? If Vrabel's coaching the Giants this year, and he's got the same personnel, are they better than 2-6?
I think they probably have two more wins, yeah.
I think that they probably would have found a way to beat the bad, certainly the Saints, but I don't know if they beat the Chargers. I don't know if they beat the Philadelphia Eagles the first time that over in MetLife. I don't know that.
The Cowboys and Broncos games are inexcusable.
I know,
and it's
they
on top
are.
Of, it's on top of giving games away with their kicking situation last year. Like, the same stuff continues to happen, and it's year four. So why would I believe, as somebody who's been a backer of Dable, and I love his fire, and I loved what he did yesterday with throwing the challenge flag, because they did get screwed. But at some point, you have to ask yourself, like, the losses just continue to mount up. 2-6 again through the first 8 weeks of the season. Unacceptable. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jay is in Bergen County starting us off. What's up, Jay?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I completely disagree with you guys. I mean, compare the Giants with, like, Cleveland, who hasn't found their quarterback, and it's been like a search forever. They went out of their way to get into the first round to take a quarterback, and they made that work. They were right about that. And Dable has a history of developing quarterbacks. Look what he did with Josh Allen. You're going to move on from this guy in his rookie year? What do you expect from this guy? This guy is moving mountains in his rookie year. Yes, maybe they have to move on from the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's another one.
As a Giants fan, I'm incredibly encouraged by the direction this team is moving in.
Yeah, because they have the quarterback. You need it to result in wins, don't you? Or you don't care about that?
I think eventually you do,
It's year four. And thank you for the call. Year four with Brian Dable.
I think the question is, and I think I know the answer, but, I mean, that's why we're going to hammer these phones today. All right, so we know they're going nowhere this year. There was a little flicker of hope. Maybe it got hijacked a little bit, the reality of maybe what they could do this year because of the two teams that they beat and the quarterback and Scataboo and the energy. All right, a lot of that dissipated yesterday.
But they should have beaten the Broncos, too.
I agree. That's true. No, I get it. But if you ask the Giant fan right now and you start to look forward to next year and a belief with, you know, a few more pieces on the roster, which they need to get, clearly – I just don't think that the Giant fan is going to feel great about Dable coaching this team. I don't.
Yeah, and again, we'll have 9 weeks to definitively figure that out. My whole thing is, through 8 weeks, like, the reason why the Giants are 2-6 is not because they have a rookie quarterback with growing pains. They coughed up two games that are inexcusable to lose. On top of Dable and his staff, whoever it is, defensive coordinator, doing this for years. Giving away games. Wins in the NFL are hard to come by. Obviously, look at the two crappy teams that we have here for the last, you know, two decades, whatever it's been. So wins are hard to come by. He, Dable, and his staff have given them away. No kicker, bad calls.
That goes back to last year, too.
If I look at their first eight games, now, I did not expect them to beat the Broncos, but they played much better than I thought and should have won the game. I did not expect them to beat the Eagles. That kind of went according to plan. No harm, no foul. However, they should not be 2-6. And at the end of the day, 2-6 through eight games, however you want to slice it, to me, it's not because of a rookie quarterback that's learning his way. He's elevated them.
Dude, I think they might be 0-8 without Jackson Dart. I think he's the only reason they've got two wins.
Right.
Think about that.
But even so, they should have still won at least the Cowboys game with Russell Wilson. Bad coaching.
Yeah. I mean, that was week two with Bowens. Talk about the prevent. Right. You know, that happened in the Broncos game as well. It feels, I'm trying to be positive, like, and not just gravitate to something that is not real. Like, I'm not going to do that. You're not going to do that. Why do that? But to me, like, the future is still, say, bright, because a lot of things I don't like. Jackson Dart's going to be, I think he's going to own this town, man. I don't think this is a mirage. Now, the one thing that worries me, and this is on Dable, When you're down multiple scores and there's 5 minutes to go in the game, please don't put this kid in harm's way. I'm not saying you gotta wrap him in bubble wrap or pull him from the game, but you know, designed runs. I mean, let's dial it back. The last thing you need is a concussion or a separated shoulder when you're getting your face kicked in and you don't have a chance to win. It's one thing if you try to steal the game and you're in it, and it's a one score game. So there's got to be a little of a recalibration there. But, like, I'm just trying to put my mind back to last year, late October versus late October this year, and it's much better now just because of, not because of Dable, because of Dart.
Caesar's calling from Dallas, Texas. What's up, Caesar?
Yo.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Look, obviously, the game last night was disappointing, but I agree with everything you guys have said, Sal. I think this is year four, but we got to remember this is also year one with Dart. The defensive coordinator is trash. Let's just get that off the table. But what really happened yesterday, that game was a lot closer than it looked. The tush push they've got to outlaw because these horrible officials can't officiate the play. I mean, there's no way forward progress will stop. You even look at the replay. The whistle didn't blow till well after the Giants.
Right, but that's not why
they
lost the game. And we will get more into that season when we come back. I got to take a break here. But that's not why they lost the game.
But you're telling me it's not a different game. It's 7-7 at that point. We ripped that ball out. You're taking one touchdown off the Eagles.
Yeah,
off
it might
the board
be a different
right
game. It could be.
Yeah,
it might be a different game there. And then how about you give us the touchdown where Slayton did not commit PI. Mm-hmm. And then also on the Scataboo injury.
Yep.
That was an illegal hip drop. No flag thrown there as well. So, I mean, you have probably by far the worst officiated game of the year.
Why'd they lose the Denver
while
game?
We won, that was coaching, 100%.
Why'd they lose the Dallas game?
I'm not saying Dable is great.
Then I don't want to hear coaching about the officials. They're 2-6, Caesar, and thanks for the call. So it's not about the officials yesterday against a team that is better than them. Like, it's no shame to say the Super Bowl champs are better. How come Saquon Barkley gashed the Giants yet? Saquon Barkley's done nothing all year long. First play of the game, the guy's taking him to the house, 65 yards, whatever it was. Where was the officiating on that? Was that bad, too?
276 yards on the ground, 8.5 yards a pop. That is just the Giants' run defense is absolutely sickening. But you know what? We got to get to the officiating. It's just unacceptably bad. It was really, I do think it would have changed. Not necessarily a win, but if they made the right calls, I think if the Giants have the ball last, they got a chance to steal that game. That's how bad the refs were, so we'd obviously need to incorporate that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.